Good morning, everyone. My name is Saeed Hussain. I'm the chairman of the licensing committee. I would like to introduce everyone first. Officers, could you please introduce yourself to start with?
Deputy of Senior Licensing Officer. Helen Farman McKenna, Licensing Officer.
Andrea Davis, Principal Democratic Services Officer.
Emily Thomas, Corporate Service Apprenticeship.
Daniel Cook, Democratic Services Officer.
Simon Gaskin, Borough Councillor for the Dove Ward.
John Teasdale, Solicitor.
Lauren Sheffield, Solicitor.
Good morning, Alison Legg, Councillor, thank you.
So my name's Kerry Cox, I'm here as an agent for the applicant.
Good morning, Liam Dillon.
Thank you all. May I just ask, I hope everyone got the paperwork and the copies of the agenda and procedures as well at the same time. Yeah? Have we all received it? Yeah. This hearing is to consider an application for a premises license in respect of the premises known as the Two Pigs. May I invite the officers to present the case, please?
Thank you, Chair. On Monday, the 9th of September 2024, the licensing office received an online application from Ms. Kerry Cox, agent for the Two Pigs, Barton Limited. Following payment being made on that day to vary a premise license at the Two Pigs, Main Street, Barton under Needwood, Burton, a copy of the application is attached to Appendix 1. And a copy of the site plan at Appendix 2. The proposed variation is being sought to be able to vary the licensable hours for the sale of alcohol, both on and off sales, on Monday to Saturday from 8 a.m. with the finish time to remain the same, Sunday 8 a.m. till midnight, which is an increase of half an hour, and on bank holidays to extend by 1 hour. Late night refreshment on a Sunday to midnight, which is an increase of half an hour, and on bank holidays to extend by 1 hour. Hours premises open to the public, Monday to Saturday from 8 a.m. with the finish time to remain the same. Sunday 8 a.m. till 8:30, which is an increase of half an hour on the finish time and 2 hours on the start time. On bank holidays to extend by 1 hour. The current premise license and plan are attached to Appendix 3. The application has received a representation from another person, Mr. Sean Seven, on Tuesday the 17th of September 2024, and this objection is attached to the report at Appendix 6. The Planning Department have made comments regarding the application dated the 9th of September, which are attached to Appendix 4. Staffordshire Police Licensing Department have agreed conditions with the agent on the 30th of September in respect to this application on or attached to Appendix 5. These conditions under Section B, the Prevention of Crime and Disorder, and Section E, the Protection of Children from Harm, replace the ones volunteered by the agent, which were submitted with the initial application attached to Appendix 1. All of the conditions of which the agent volunteered under the other sections remain the same. I can also advise that the premises under the name of the Red Lion were subject to a Licensing Act Subcommittee hearing on the 23rd of August 2005, following their initial application for a premise licence under the Licensing Act. The outcome of this was that all representations were resolved and the matter was withdrawn before committee. I can confirm that I have a list of all premises in the Barton under Needwood area. Should yourselves or the agent require a list of those premise licences and club premises under the Licensing Act. All parties have been invited to attend the hearing today. The Licensing Act Subcommittee are requested to determine the application accordingly. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Can I just invite the councillors? Do you have any questions for the officer at this stage? Please.
Not at this moment.
Can I invite the applicant or your agent to present your case, please?
Thank you, Chair. firstly, before I go into the application in detail, I think it's important for you to get a feel for the new owner and the applicant himself, and to hear a little bit about his business plan and how he intends to utilise the very small extension of his hours. But before he does start, unfortunately I wasn't able to email these over, but just so you can get a feel for the premises, I do have the drinks menu and the menu itself, so you can see obviously the prices and get a feel for what kind of environment it's creating. If I can give those to you, please. So in terms of the business model, it was just to explain the menu in front of you, Chair, sorry.
Thank you, Chair. So yes, in terms of the reason for presenting those is so that you can get a feel for the type of business model and restaurant that's going to be run, and I'll pass over for Liam for him to go into a little bit more detail about that for you.
Morning. Bear with me, I don't think anyone's used to being scrutinised, but I feel that's good. Of course, yeah. So since I was 16, I've been in kitchens, trained chef. Once I was qualified, I moved down to London to work for Marcus Waring at the Barclay Hotel. After that, I travelled to Australia, worked at a restaurant called Key. Then back to the UK to work for Will Holland in Shropshire. After that, I went to Copenhagen. I was accepted onto an internship at Noma. At the time, it was the best restaurant in the world. And then back to London to carry on my career. After that, I moved back to the Midlands, where I'm from, and I was lucky enough to set up a restaurant called The Boats. That was in 2017. I've had that 7 years now, and it's gone from a pub, very run-down pub, roadside pub, eatery, to now a Michelin-recommended three-rosette restaurant, which I'm incredibly proud of. And the reason why I say this is kind of giving you a background of what I intend to do with this new venture. This pub, the eatery we have in Barton. It's quite close to my heart, opening something that's more accessible. With The Boat, it's kind of taste menu only. It's an experience. You go, you know, Christmas, or you go for a birthday, or and you're looked after very, very well. There's something quite satisfying about having a pint and a scotched egg in a nice environment with people you want to spend time with. And that's what we're trying to create in Barton. My sister lives in Barton, just bringing up her son, three yesterday. So yeah, that's kind of what we're trying to do. I'm not trying to open up a late night, a nightclub. We're trying to extend by half an hour to help with the dispersing of guests that we're looking after in that evening, or within the morning, offering a nice breakfast with champagne, maybe, if you want to treat yourself. So yeah, that's where I am, and I hope that's kind of summed up where I want to be with the venture.
Thank you. May I invite the respected councillors to have any questions for the applicants at this stage or his representative?
Yeah, I'd like to ask the applicant how many, what's the capacity and what sort of capacity of, amount of people you would expect to be having in the premises at the, that particular time of night, sort of 12, midnight, 1 o'clock?
Sorry, we're just discussing the fire risk assessment. So, if you look at the plan, the actual premises is split over two levels. So even though it could appear quite big, generally a comfortable capacity would be around 60 mm-hmm. maximum.
Thank you.
And they would be seated, yeah. There's no sort of standing room.
Yeah, I noticed that, yeah. Thank you.
Any questions for the applicant?
So, Chair, is it okay if I continue with the applicant's summary as to, and application itself?
I thought you had presented your case.
No. He was introducing himself and his business model, and then I want to go through the representation itself, please.
Okay, please may continue. We might ask you further questions as well.
Yeah. Not a problem. So if we turn to Appendix 6, which is the representation from the member of public and the reason why we are here today, the first thing that stands out to me, if you go to, I think it's around about the third line down, the applicant makes mention of a 2:30 and a 2 o'clock. And I think it's very important to point out that those are not the times that have been put forward for extension. They're very much well over that time. Therefore, the argument and the issues in which he is saying around about that time respectfully cannot be considered in terms of they're not the hours we have asked for. They are well over the specified times. So please do draw your attention to that when you are making your decision this afternoon. In terms of the bank holiday situation and the standardised wording in terms of asking for the extra hour extension, the current licence says that is by 7-day notice and prior agreement with the police. The only change we are making is to take away that consultation period with the responsible authority, that being the police. The police have not put an objection in with regards to the extension of the hours or removing of that wording from the licence. And I respectfully remind you that in all licensing applications that the experts, and it is legislative form, I'm sure your legal advisors will point you to the specific legislation, but it's in the guidance, and it is very clear that they are the experts when it comes to advising the committee and the licensing officers in terms of any applications, and they have not put in a representation in terms of that specific extension on bank holidays. They did have open dialogue with us in terms of the conditions given the extension earlier in the morning and slightly later by half an hour in the evenings, of which we have agreed with no problem. And we also offered up in this variation application some more conditions compared to what was already on the licence itself. Still with the Appendix 6 and the objection that has been received, if you then look at in terms of the issues around parking and the issues around noise and the issues for other local residents. There are no other residents. I don't even think the resident himself, has he turned up this morning? Do we know if he's here? No, he hasn't turned up. I have been to these premises when they have been operating. I've been for a meal and I've also been when they have been closed and spoken to my client. And again, if you look at the plan and if you look at the street map that you have there, you can see that it is surrounded by a lot of residential properties. And at no point has any of those other residential properties put in an objection to this application to vary the hours. Also, Liam has worked very closely with them, because prior to him taking over to that property, I don't know whether it was highlighted to environmental health. They haven't commented because they appear to have no issues. But there was a slight issue with some equipment and all of those sorts of things, and Liam's worked and rectified that, modernised the outside, limiting any nuisance, also to the point where he's done some gardening for one of the old ladies who lives there, and she's not very well, bless her. So, again, in terms of nuisance, environmental health, the police have not come back with any issues, and again, they are the experts when it comes to advising on these applications and whether it would be an issue and something that should be taken into consideration. Moving on to the actual application itself and that extension, again, I just remind you that it's a variation application by some very small hours. The thing in terms of the extra couple of hours in the morning, Liam has touched upon very briefly, and that is an opportunity for him to provide a breakfast. We're not talking bottomless brunches here or anything like that. They are a place where, instead of in the evening time in the menu that you have before you, it's not like your taste the menu and yet that sort of environment you can get at the other restaurant. It's an a la carte restaurant where you can come and enjoy a nice, friendly environment. But those mornings are a chance for the local people and people who might not be who might be visiting to come in and have a specific experience for a special occasion. Whereas in the evening, it's more a family environment and instead of that fine dining and a celebratory type menu. So it's really important to bear that in mind. Again, you're not going to be doing bottomless brunches for Hindus, etc. It's far from that. And then I think you didn't mention, actually, the work you're doing with the local... Is it the football club or the rugby club?
Rugby club.
Yeah, so he's now the local sponsor for them.
Under-11s, I think, now. A new kit.
Yeah, so he's worked doing a lot with the community. And in terms of... the actual food itself, you've got your own little farm, haven't you?
The boat, we have our own micro farm, yeah.
Yeah, and it's that he will be using again and implementing that to run this business. So I think aside from those hours and pointing out that the actual representation has got the hours wrong in which he wants to have an issue with, I invite the committee to ask any questions should you have any of us.
Is there any question at this stage, councillors? And from our yes.
Do you have any sort of extractor fans and that running in your kitchens? Would they be running early hours of the morning while the premises was open? Of course, because they often get noise from those.
The last we've had a noise assessment that's been taken out and it's been submitted to the council. It's a brand new extraction system of which. I've paid an extensive amount of money, to be honest, to put four silencers into the unit to make sure that any surrounding neighbours can't hear that. And it is below what's expected on the noise assessment. So it is run under that. And also the last tables for food is at 8:30. So the extraction won't be running once the guys have served those main courses. So I'd say latest 9:30, those extractions will be. But I can't even hear them on four as well, to be honest. So, and we don't even run them on four at any time. So.
And if I can just add to that, obviously an extractor fan, like you said, separate application in terms of planning for consideration in terms of any extractor fans. It's not part of the variation application itself.
So you say you finish your food sort of thing at 8:30. So it's just a wet trade after 8:30 as such.
You say wet trade, yes, but in terms of when the menu, if you look at the menu and how the food comes out, last orders are at 8:30 for food, but generally in terms of getting that food out, you're going to have people still sat at tables eating probably around 10 o'clock.
Desserts, deep testes.
Yeah.
After dinner drinks.
Yeah.
Do you have any noise restrictors within the building so that if there was any type of music or entertainment laid on, that that noise would be governed in any way?
So we've obviously not, you mentioned entertainment, we've not asked to vary the application in terms of regulated entertainment, and obviously an issue hasn't been put forward for that. But in terms of if you're getting that noise from the capacity of people inside and the talking situation, obviously he can have background music, but the experience in which my client is providing, background music is not what you would have in, say, maybe a Wetherspoons background music where people are raising their speaking voices to a certain level. The ambience of that is very calming and not something that that's not how he runs his business. But having been there, and I encourage you to go, I have a video on my phone should the committee wish to see it, of it being very busy inside and me going outside and you cannot hear anything. So if the committee would like me to do that, I can try and email it over for your consideration.
May I ask you a few questions, please? Perhaps our officers also can help me on this, if I may. I can see some correspondence with the police. The last correspondence, the police was asking you for some information on 18th of September, outlining some prevention of crime disorders and all the conditions and terms there. And the last correspondence with the police you had from your agent or somebody was on 26th of September. Quote, you said, "Morning, Kerry." The police was asking, "Morning, Kerry, any update?" So is there any correspondence after 26th that you received from the applicant to police?
Well, the email that's attached as Appendix 5 is dated the 30th of September from PC Gallimore, and that's the one advising that conditions have been agreed. So the one prior to that that you're referring to, there's two more, there's a page before that. Have you got that page or...?
It should be here. I can see on the
screen.
Yes.
Just
confirm that the conditions have been accepted, Chair.
All the conditions are being accepted. Can I also ask you, could you please outline your employment arrangement? How many full-time employees and part-time employees in there will you be working?
There's about... sorry, you have to bear with me. We're slowly growing the team, but at the moment there's, I'd say, six full-time and probably 10 to 12 part-time members of staff would probably do two shifts, one shift a week.
And how many shifts do you have?
That's included.
That's included.
Yeah.
Is there any councillor have any question at this stage for the applicant? Right. I'm moving to the next stage. Do we have any objector present at this stage? There is no objector. So there is no objections at this stage.
Chair, I can confirm that Daniel sent him the Zoom link on Thursday or Friday, as requested, and I've had no correspondence from him over the weekend or this morning from him saying that he wasn't attending. So as far as I was aware, he was attending.
He was attending.
Yeah, via Zoom link. Yeah.
So we can agree there is no formal objection at this stage. Am I right?
Not written objections.
Written objections.
Some written objections.
Okay. Yeah, the written objection that he sent in is Appendix 6. Thank you. So that's your objection. Obviously, he's not here to make any further comments on his objection or to obviously liaise with the applicant any questions that he wanted. So, obviously, that's as far as we can go from his side, Chair.
So we offered him the Zoom link, or also we invited him. The choice was his. And yeah.
Originally, he was given the date of the hearing, as everybody was on the same day. And then on Thursday, when I hadn't heard from him to say if he was attending or not, I emailed him, and he emailed me back saying that he couldn't attend in person, and was there an option for a Zoom link, of which, obviously, Daniel said there was. So we've obviously got that all set up this morning. He was sent the link. We've not heard anything from him since then.
Thank you. That is really helpful. Can I just ask both the applicant and the representative, if you wish so, to sum up your case? Do you have anything further to add?
I'll keep it brief. I think it's just very important that you just bear in mind the consideration that the hours in which the written representation from the local resident is incorrect, and the hours in which have been applied for in his representation. I don't know where he's got those hours from. So where you stand on that when somebody's representing about hours which do not exist is questionable. So please bear that in mind. Therefore, I would like to invite you to grant the variation application, considering that in line with the guidance, no responsible authority has made a representation, conditions have been agreed with the police, and they are to be the experts in terms of advising should they have any concerns if it was any of the licensing objectives were to be brought into consideration.
Thank you. John, please.
For you, Chair, just to confirm, guys, we just spotted on an email, which I think is Appendix 6, where it's been the wrong hours have been communicated to the objector, but as I've just said to the Chair, for all intents and purposes, it doesn't really make a difference for today's hearing, and a decision can still be made. So that kind of explains why he might have got the hours wrong, but it's neither here or there for the objector. No, it was one of ours. Thank you.
So do we have any questions from the councillors or officers for the applicant at this stage? No. Can I just ask the applicant, do you feel that you have the opportunity to say all you wanted to say?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Chair.